Okay, so what you have in front of you is a very fascinating piece from Rav Wolfson. It's a piece on Purim. You know, Rabbi Nachman has in one of his Torahs, it's a big yisayd of his, that he says that, you know, you have to make your tefillah into a Torah and Torah into a tefillah. That he said the avodah is sometimes when you learn about a certain topic, it itself is a tefillah. That itself is a bakasha from Hashem. So there's an inyan to learn about Mashiach. Just poshut learning about Mashiach as itself, it brings his geula. The Rebbe always talked about that. The awareness of Mashiach and wanting Mashiach is itself a siba for him to come. So this is a fascinating piece that Rav Wolfson has about Mashiach and its connection to Purim. And hopefully, listen, the world is getting it's becoming a crazy place. I'm a firm believer that l'havdil alfa abdalis, when you have an older car, it just starts to break down because it's coming to an end. The world is Mashiach's coming. It's Higiyah's man. So hopefully this Torah will help. So he starts off by quoting a Gemara in Megillah. There's a very fascinating, famous Gemara in Megillah that needs a little bit of a hesber. The Gemara in Megillah says like this. This is a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Rebbe Notan Netiya Bepurim. The Gemara says that Rebbe, on one of his Purims, he planted a tree. Now, the reason why the Gemara quotes this, the purpose of why the Gemara discusses what Rebbe Yehuda Nasi did on Purim, was to discuss whether you're allowed to do melacha, whether you're allowed to work in the fields on Purim. So the Gemara says, Rebbe not a netiya bepurim, Rebbe planted a tree on Purim. So the Gemara asks, Hariksiv Yomtiv. It says Purim is going to be a Yomtiv la Yehudim. It's a Yomtiv. So the implication is that you're not allowed to work on Yomtiv, so you're not allowed to work on Purim. So you're not allowed to go to work. It's like Chol Hamoed. It's even stronger than Chol Hamoed. So if you're not allowed to work on Purim, how is he planting a tree? So the Gemara first answer is, Mishani, the Gemara responds, Rebbe bara besar have v'not b'chamesar. We know that Purim is kept in most unwalled, in the unwalled cities it's kept on the 14th, but in walled cities it's kept on the 15th. So Rebbe Yehuda Nasi kept Purim on the 14th, but he planted a tree on the 15th. Okay. But the Gemara says, Uparich, the Gemara instantly asks, HaRebbe b'Tveria have. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi lived in Tveria. And Tveria is Mucheves Chaima. Tveria is a walled city, which means Tveria keeps Purim on the 15th. So how could he plant a tree on the 15th? So the Gemara says, okay, El Rebbe Bar Chameser Havi V'Natara Besar. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi kept the 15th as Purim, but he planted on the 14th. The Gemara at the end of this rejects this, and the Gemara says, you know what the truth is? The truth is, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi actually planted a tree on the 15th, on Purim itself, in Tveria. He planted a tree. Ulubsaif Masik, the Gemara ends off. Again, we'll talk about what all this is about. But Rebbe Yehuda Nasi planted a tree on the 15th, on Purim. It's a Yomtif, you're not allowed to work. Says the Gemara, no, Yomtif le kiblu alayu. The Gemara is telling you a halacha that Purim is not osir in malacha. Although the Shulchan Aruch does say that if you work on Purim, you won't see a simen bracha from that money, but you're technically allowed to go to work on Purim. Virak mitzad minig. Not working on Purim is minig based. Yesh noigim iser, yesh noigim heter. Some don't work, some do work. Ubasu de Rebbe loinog. And in the town of Rebbe, in his town they worked. So Rebbe Yehuda Nasi planted a tree, he worked in the fields. Meaning, the point of this whole Gemara is to teach you you're allowed to work on Purim. Iba Yisema, or another pshat, and we'll get into what all of this means. Lo'ilam Nohug, really in the town of Rebbe in Tveria on the 15th, the minig was not to go to work, so why is Rebbe Yehuda Nasi the only person in the fields? Basad Rebbe Leser, v'Rebbe Netiyah Shel Simchanota. Rebbe was not just planting a tree because he was a farmer, he was planting a tree of Simcha. What's a tree of Simcha? Avurniki Shel Malachim. Avurniki Shel Malachim is when kings would come to the town, they would plant these trees in the shape of like a chuppah, like a shade, like a bench. So they would be able to sit under the bench. So Rebbe Yehuda Nasi on the 15th in Tveria is planting a tree, but it was a tree for kings. Adkan. Read the Gemara. The Gemara does not address any of the obvious questions that I think we all should be asking. So says Rav Wolfson, V'yeshul Tamaria, I have a very, very simple question. Ma ra'a Rebbe lintoya netiya zubapurim. What is Rebbe doing exactly? So the Gemara's whole point is to show you that you're allowed to technically work on Purim, so Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is planting trees. Let me ask you a question. Is that the most appropriate way for him to spend his time, is to plant trees on Purim? Ma ra'a Rebbe lintoya netiya zubapurim. Why, says Rav Wolfson, why is Rebbe Yehuda Nasi planting trees? V'chi yesh p'nai b'yom zeh. By the way, I don't have time. It's the type of thing my father would tell my mother, like, What are you doing? I gotta go plant a tree. Moshe's like, you should not have time to plant trees right now. It's Purim. What are you doing? Rosh Chodesh has been talking to the Yoinim, making Megillah. There's this stuff. Well, what are you planting a tree for? Also, is it appropriate for him to do this? He was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. He was the leader of the Jewish people. This is mamish beneath his dignity. If anybody would see me planting a tree, they would say, maybe, Avi, go sit and learn. Do something. Rabbi Yanasi is planting a tree on Purim. Gam Tzarech Bir, this is Rav Wolfson has another Shaila, which is a very Rav Wolfson digger Shaila, which is that if you learn enough Shas and Paiskim and Medrash, you'll find out certain things that you didn't know before. The Gemara says, where did Rav Yehuda Nasi celebrate this Purim? In Tveria. Rav Yehuda Nasi didn't live in Tveria. So what was he doing in Tveria that year? So, it's a Kashan HaMaisa, he was, huh?
Planting
trees, exactly. Why is he planting trees in Tveria? Why is Rav Yehuda Nasi in Tveria? He lived in Tzipuri. Tzipuri is near Tveria, but it wasn't Tveria. He lived in Tzipuri. As the Medrash, the Gemara in Ksuba says, Shekar Alatme, Rav Yehuda Nasi said about himself that his name was Yehuda. Vayichi Yehuda b'Tzipuri, Shev Eseshani. He always said about himself that Yehuda lived in Tzipuri for 17 years. So Rav Yehuda Nasi lives in Tzipuri. Why is he traveling to Tveria to plant trees? B'chalal, what is happening in this Gemara? U'b'prat dehizkir sham behed yod enota b'purim sherochat b'kroin shal Tzipuri. So what was exactly going on over here? By the way, the Gemara even says that morning he went to the Merchatz in Tzipuri. And then he's planting trees in Tveria. What's happening? The Kitzer, what's happening? This is a very interesting insight from Wolfson. He says, what is Purim? V'yavur, Rav Wolfson says, by the way, I have a sefer online of all the Torah of Rav Wolfson on Purim. It's about 300 pages. And you go, I went through a lot of it. Rav Wolfson has this insight. And he says, you know what Purim is? Purim hu yoim, these words are very, very interesting, yoim sheshayich lezman ha'osid. Rav Wolfson says that Purim is a day where the light of Mashiach is very strong, and it's a day that really doesn't belong here. It's a day out of time. It's a day that's shayich lezman ha'osid. It's a day, it's a borrowed day. He calls it a yoim she'ela. He writes that in a lot of places, that Purim is a borrowed day. It's a borrowed day from the times of Mashiach. The Simcha of Purim is a taste of what it will be like. Yehudim ha'isar v'simcha. What's the whole Indian of Purim? The whole Indian of Purim is Mechias Amalek. We know that when Amalek is destroyed, then Mashiach can come. Meaning, the celebration of the end of evil, that day of Purim is a celebrating the time of when Mashiach is coming. Purim is one day a year where we get to sort of live and pretend, and we dress up, and we pretend Mashiach's here already. It's a day where we're supposed to place ourselves of la'asid lavay. That's his yesod. L'zman la'asid lavay kash yekui mechias amalek b'shlemus. That when we read the Megillah and we talk about Haman being killed, it's supposed to be, it's a prophetic experience for all of us to try to imagine ourselves when Mashiach is coming and Amalek is finally destroyed. And Shmo Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalem, and Hashem's name is finally complete. U'bizman hazeh, and says Rav Wolfson, nowadays ha'purim hurak b'toyer sheila. Purim is a borrowed day. It's a day of the calendar where Hashem says, you know what this day really belongs when Mashiach comes? Here, I'll give it to you. And those that are sensitive will tell you that the day of Purim is a day where you could begin to feel the light of Mashiach more so than any other year, any other day of the year. And the day of Purim is a day that's mesugal, it's a skula for Mashiach to come, the day of Purim. The light of Purim, the simcha, just pashut being happy that there's no more evil in the world, that's a taste of what life will be like. Look at number two. This is from a different piece in that same sefer, and he says something from the Issa Merav HaKadosh Merav Mordecha Mechernobyl. The Chernobyl writes, Shenimshach b'purim hara shelosid lavay, that those that are tzaddikim, those that know, will be able to tell you that the light of Hashem that comes down on Purim, which we know, as we spoke over the last couple of weeks, which is Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim, that Purim is the holiest day of the year. In many ways, the light of Hashem that's coming down to this world on Purim is harosh shelosid lavay. It's the light of Hashem that will be when Mashiach comes. Ki legoidel haflagas ha'or, and why do we have it? What's the point of Purim? Says Rav Mordechai b'Chernobyl, because the goidel haflagas ha'or, the light of Hashem when Mashiach comes is so great that the Kaddish Baruch Hu describes, the Navi describes the process of Mashiach as kima, slowly, slowly, because the way Rav Tzadik describes it, it's like going from a dark room to a full light. It's blinding. So what do? You gradually turn the light on a little bit. Purim is a day for us to get used to. It's a day that when Mashiach comes, we're not blinded by that simcha. We're not overwhelmed by that simcha. So it's a day for us to get used to it a little bit. Says Rav Mordechai Chernobyl, ki l'goydel haflaga sa'ar, the light of Mashiach that comes, lasid lavoi, is lasid lavoi lo yeh efshu lizbal ha'ar. It'll be too powerful for us to feel. And therefore Hashem gave us, He let us borrow a day of the year, one day of the year we get to borrow, and that's Purim. That Purim is a day when the light of Mashiach is strong. It's a very strong day where you could put away, basically, it's sort of like when everything's happy. And you get to forget, even with the coronavirus, you'll be able to forget for one day a year where you don't have to be all worried. One day a year you could just be even Sameach. And it's a way for us to get used to the light of Mashiach that's coming. And therefore Hashem gave us, He lent us, it's Sheila, He lent us one day a year where we get to sort of feel of what it's going to be like. It's a sneak preview. That's what Purim is. Purim is a sneak preview. Right? What does the Pasuk say? Lo yisa goyel goy cherev, that no man will try to kill another. When Mashiach comes, there'll just be peace on earth. That's what it's supposed to be like when you're going around giving Mishloach Manos and Matanis of Yoinim. Everybody's just happy. Everybody's just Misameach. That's a sneak preview, a taste of what the life will be like when Mashiach comes. That's the Inyan of Purim. And he says, Va'ayin ki Megillah, the words Megillah, the letters Megillah is Rosh Teves, Lahavir Gelulim Min Ha'aretz, which we say in Aleinu is Lahavir Gelulim Min Ha'aretz, or Shoyim Eidenam, that there's going to be a time when Mashiach comes, where all Lahavar Gelulim Min Ha'aretz, where all the tum of the world will be removed, and we'll just be able to say Hashem Echad Ushma Yechad. Lahavar Gelulim Min Ha'aretz, the first letters spell out Megillah. V'derech Di'isa B'Medrash, and as the Medrash says, Sheidei Hakriya B'Schiris Ma'is HaMolik, and when we read the Megillah, what we should be thinking about. You see, a lot of this, the reason why I wanted to learn this tonight, you'll see, it gets fascinating. The reason why I wanted to learn this, even though normally during Mishmar I should get like, not emotional, but I like to get, you know, more practical chassidus. But I just thought this is fascinating. Also, I think it helps. Pasha Rabbi Nachman says that when you learn about Mashiach, it's mesugel for him to come. But also, I think it helps your perspective that you should think about Purim as a day, as just to try to feel of what it's going to be like. Where it's that moment where, out of the storm, you get to see the light for a minute before you go back into it. It says in the Medrash that when you're reading in Purim, you're reading in the Megillah about Amalek, right? This is Parshas Zachar. When we're reading about destroying Amalek, Ma'ilav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu Malchu is Amalek. Hashem makes it in a way that it's as if it's done. So we get to taste on some level a world without Amalek. And when you read the Megillah, you should think that we should be able to experience this, that it's as if it's happening. And it's as if Haman is being destroyed. The Pritzadik says that Sudas Purim, that when a Jew is sitting by the Sud of Purim, and everyone's drinking and everyone's simchatic, what should you be thinking? Says Rav Tzadik, who me'ain Sudas Lasid Lava, you should think that this is what the meals are going to be like, hopefully a lot less drunk, but the concept of what the meal is going to be like, She'yoichlu Shar HaBar L'Mav Yosan, the Sud of Mashiach. The Sud of Mashiach, which is going to have wine, it's going to have meat, it's going to be just Mesameach, that's a taste. Our meal on Purim is a taste of that. V'lochein on the bottom paragraph, Arf Sheshar HaMadim Yisbatlu, that's what the Medrash says, that when Mashiach comes, all the Yom Tovim are going to be ending at some point. Which, by the way, people have asked me what that means, because they get excited about no two-day Yom Tov, no three-day Yom Tov. It's a flawed system. It's a flawed. It's a flawed premise. If you're looking for Mashiach to be to become less from, I don't think it works like that. But the Medrash says that when Mashiach comes, there's not going to be any Yom Tovim except for one, and that's Purim. Yesh Purim, Lein Vitalim, it won't stop. Why? Ki kol atzmishal Purim shaylos lavi, because Purim is itself a taste of. It's going to be Purim all year long. That's what Purim is going to be. Meaning, how could it end when Mashiach comes? That's what it's going to be like. That simcha, that joy of just going around giving gifts to each other and just being happy for 24 hours. We don't have to worry, and everyone, and there's no stress. The stressless part of Purim, not the parking, but the stress-free parts of Purim, that's what it's going to be like. Purim is a sneak preview of what the world will be like when Mashiach comes. Let's go back to our Gemara. We start with the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Yehuda Hanasi, on the day of Purim, on the 15th of Purim, he's planting trees. Stack up shot. What is he doing? So look what Rav Wilson says. Umeyata yesh loymar. Now you should know. Shebepurim shu yoymer shal Mashiach. The Rabbi Danasi knew this, that he knew that Purim is a day where the light of Mashiach comes down. It's a day where, if you're sensitive, you could start feeling that spark. It's a day where Mashiach comes closer and closer each year. Rotza Rebbe lahochin l'bias Mashiach. I watched the video. I think this is what it is. The Rebbe decided, I think it was in 1974, where the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, started a Sefer Torah that they're going to use to greet Mashiach. The Friedrich Rebbe started this in the mid-30s. He had a Sefer, write a Sefer Torah, that he called it Sefer Torah Shal Mashiach. And again, this is not the crazy Mashiachist, this is the Friedrich Rebbe himself. And for some reason, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think in the 70s, he got up one day and he says, it's time to finish the Sefer Torah. It's time to finish the Sefer Torah. And they had a Sefer finish it, and they had a Holchnas Sefer Torah, and it was the Sefer Torah that they put away. So I'm watching this video, and no, obviously there's no one to explain what's pshat. The yisoid is, I believe, that when tzaddikim feel that it's the time that Mashiach can come, what they want to do is they want to show how ready they are, that they want a maisa, right? If you want something to be real, you don't want just to have a nice thought, you have to make it real, you have to make it tangible, right? We always say that, right, we left Mitzrayim very quickly. Says Rav Tzadik writes this in the beginning of Tzikas Tzadik. He says that what that means is that a Jew can have geula very quickly, meaning there are times in your life where you're like, ooh, I want to do something. Instead of just letting it go, make it real. Give tzedakah, make it real, make it lamaisa. By the way, we're finishing the daf tomorrow. My decision to do the daf yomi and get it for 6:15, there was no thought involved. If I would have thought, I probably wouldn't have done it. It was a 30-second. You just do it, and then you have to make it real. So if a Jew has a thought, there's an inyan of making it real. Give tzedakah, say tehillah, make it real. So the Rebbe in the mid-70s felt that his tzaddik beam, tzaddik barometer felt that it's a time where Mashiach can come, so he wanted to make it real. So he wrote a Sefer Torah for Mashiach. You can watch it. There's a video of the Rebbe helping write the Sefer Torah to Asher Mashiach. Unfortunately, we were in Zaycha, and Mashiach didn't come. But there's an inyan, you see from there, there's an inyan that when you feel like Mashiach can come, you should do something to greet him. That's the Chafetz Chaim famously had a bag that he had ready. And not only that, the Chafetz Chaim instituted learning Kodshim, right? All the big yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, they learn Kodshim. Why? Because the Chafetz Chaim wrote a letter and he said, everyone wants Mashiach to come, make it real. He says, if Mashiach comes right now, nobody knows the halacha of Karbonis. How embarrassing is that going to be? So start learning Kodshim, meaning make it real. So go back over here. Rav Yehuda Nasi was someone, as we'll see in a moment, he was very sensitive to the light of Mashiach. Rav Yehuda Nasi, who was the Jewish leader from Shevet Yehuda, he was the leader of David Malka Mashiach. He was someone who was very sensitive to feeling the light of Mashiach, and therefore on Purim, the day where the light of the Mashiach is strongest, he decided, I want to do something to usher his arrival. He says, "Umiyata Yishlam on the top of the left side. Shebipurim on Purim, Shu Yoimim Shal Mashiach on Purim, the day where the light of Mashiach is powerful and the strongest. It's a day where you get the taste of what life is going to be like. It's a day where the light of Mashiach comes into the world. Rotza Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wanted Lahachin Labiyas Mashiach. He wanted to do something real to show Hashem we're ready. There's no, you got to show Hashem that we're ready. How do you show Hashem that you're ready? V'nota Netiyah L'Kvoyde Shal Mashiach. So what did he do? He decided, I'm going to build these trees, I'm going to plant these trees in order to make a canopy, that in the times of Yehuda Nasi, when a king came, they had a special chair for him with shrubbery on top, a special canopy for all the kings that were to come, and he says, I'm going to plant trees in order to have a canopy ready for Mashiach. This tree was not just a tree, this was a tree that was to usher in Mashiach. It was the Sefer Torah of Mashiach. It was a tree that was supposed to be, that the shade of this tree would be the chair upon Mashiach sat. And that's why it was special, this special tree that they would place, that they normally would have for King Ferdinand and other kings. He wanted it to be ready for Mashiach and Dafka on that day. By the way, in that same Gemara, you know something fascinating? The Gemara says that Rav Yehuda Nasi wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av, that was a nidcha. Right? There are people, I'm going to get someone email me saying, I now have my favorite Tana. Right? There's always I now have my favorite Tana. So what did he want to do? He wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av when Tisha B'Av was a Nidcha. What's a Nidcha? If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we celebrate it on Sunday. Was it this year that we did that? Was it this year or last year? It was last year. So, you know, it's a Nidcha. You fast on Sunday. Rav Yehuda Nasi wanted to get rid of that. That's what the Gemara says. Why? Why do Rav Yehuda Nasi of all people want to get rid of it? So says the Av Yisrael, Shirotza Rebbe Laker Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos V'Loi Hoid L'Chom, but we don't pass like that. Why? Ki Rebbe Ha'yiloi Her Geisha Adina B'Mashiach Yisrael Chaveriv. Rav Yehuda Nasi was more sensitive to the light of Mashiach. He felt it stronger than other Jews. There are certain tzaddikim that are just Mashiach Dikat tzaddikim. It goes without saying the Lubavitch Rebbe was a Mashiach Dikat tzaddik. There are certain tzaddikim that are just awaiting his arrival more. They're just more sensitive to the light of Mashiach. Vim keni yesh loimar, meaning, and therefore because Rav Yehuda Nasi felt that Tisha B'Av that year, that we know that Tisha B'Av itself is a happy day. It's a day that Mashiach is born, but externally it's very negative. So if you have a year where externally you're able to eat on Tisha B'Av, what's the one time where a Jew could eat on Tisha B'Av is when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, he felt that that's mesugel for Mashiach to come, cancel Tisha B'Av this year. Not to say that there is no Tisha B'Av ever, like Shabbos Tzvi Chalila, but a day, a year, where Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, where you're able to celebrate externally the Simcha of Tisha B'Av, which will be what we will see when Mashiach comes, he's, okay, abolished it. And the reason why Rav Yehuda Nasi himself did this, because Rav Yehuda Nasi was sensitive to the light of Mashiach. And therefore, says Rav Wolfson, so we start off that Rav Yehuda Nasi is planting trees on Purim. We ask Shaykhus, why is a Rav doing this? That's how he has no better way to spend his time. So this Wolf said this wasn't just a tree. This was the tree that would be used to make the chair for Mashiach. And he felt that on Purim, the light of Mashiach is stronger. And he wanted to make it real. So he was asking Hashem for Mashiach to come by making it real, by planting something. There's no greater way to show, right? I mentioned this many, many times, this famous ma'isa of the Beis Halevi that I saw from the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim always used to say that believing Mashiach will bring his arrival. And very bekitzer, I've mentioned it many times, that the Beis Halevi didn't want to accept the position in Brisk. And when he said no, they sent him back. And they said to him, tell the Beis Halevi that there's 30,000 Jews waiting for him. And when he heard that, he accepted the position because he said, how can I keep 30,000 Jews waiting for him? So Chavetz Chaim used to say that if we really wanted Mashiach, he'd come. Because if Mashiach knew that there were millions of Jews waiting for him, of course he'd come. So why doesn't he come? Because we don't really want him to come. And by the way, it's kachava. I learn with younger kids. I don't want Mashiach to come. Because the Yankees are coming up soon. It's right around spring training's about to come. And then right after that, you got the football season. And then after that, you know, my new shows are coming. And I got to go to Camp Reim and Camp Achim and Camp whatever. And as you get older, I saw this video once that the Rebbe was crying. It's very rare for the Rebbe to cry. He was bawling. And he said, what's Taka Pshat that Golus is so difficult? Like, what's Taka Pshat that Golus is so difficult? At the end of the day, because we talk in shul, blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. So you find another people that are going to shul. Okay. Like, at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense. So the Rebbe said, the reason why Golus is so difficult is because if there was any positive element to Golus, you wouldn't want out. Sometimes Hashem has to make it so awful and so uncomfortable where everyone sort of gets together and says, I don't want to be quarantined. Maybe I'd like to be out of this whole position and maybe we could all just daven for Mashiach and if you want it enough, he'll come. So Rav Yehuda Nasi wants to make Mashiach real, so he's planting trees. And he says, V'lochei notan etia davke b'yom tesva. By the way, Rav Yehuda Nasi didn't live in Tveria, but he went to Tveria to plant trees. When did Tveria keep Purim? On the 15th. Why? Because we know that the Jewish people are compared to the moon. The greatest day of the calendar, why is it that most Yomim Tovim, Pesach is on Tesvav, Sukkot is on Tesvav, why is it that most Yomim Tovim are on Tesvav? Because the Jewish people are compared to the moon. And when the moon is at its fullest, that's when the Jewish people are the strongest. So he felt that if I could have Purim, the day when the Mashiach is strongest, on the 15th, and plant a tree there, that's going to do it. And he says, V'lochin dafke b'yom tesvav, ki kol tesvav b'chodesh, because the 15th of every month, hu yoy mu'ula. It's the greatest for the Jewish people, l'fisha oz sir b'shle musa, because that's when the moon is at its fullest, because we know the Jewish people are compared to the moon. We reflect the light of Hashem. And therefore, on the 15th is when the Jewish people are its strongest. That's why it's a tremendous chiddush that you could have Rosh Hashanah, and it's a chiddush that you have Chanukah, that you have Yom Tovim that aren't on the 15th. That's a chiddush taka. Most Yom Tovim are on the 15th. And he says, that's why it was dafka on the 15th, Rav Yehuda Nasi is planting these trees. Umuva b'sifri chassidich abad, he tells him Maisa, Shabalatanya sholach shliach miyuchad l'soifer sheyichtav avur mezuzas. He just says a Maisa that backs this up about the 15th being a very wonderful day for the Jewish people, a day that the Jewish people's kedusha is strongest. He says that the Balatanya once sent a shliach to a certain soifer to get him mezuzas. Mezuzas for the Rev. He says, Vasoifer Omer Lilahamtin Kamiyomim. So the Soifer said, when he comes, when the Shliach comes, he says, I'd like to buy, letters for the Balatanya, mezuzas for the Balatanya. You'd expect the Soifer to be like, I'm on it. The Soifer's like, give me a week. Okay? So it's strange. I'll be honest with you, the Balatanya said, jump, you're jumping. Okay, fine. Waiting a week, a couple of days. Ukishemosim Loy Hasoifer, Tsayin Eze Mezuzas Hemavuroi, Veze Hemavura Rebbe, Vezira Shalayachlifim. And when the Sofer gave the Shliach, the Shliachs also bought mezuzahs. He bought 5 mezuzahs for himself, and he got 5 for the Rebbe. He made marks on the boxes, which are for the Rebbe, and which are for you. The Rebbe gets his own. We'll see why in a moment. But the Shliach, who took the mezuzahs, flipped them by accident. And he gave the Rebbe, the Balatanya, he gave him his mezuzahs, and he kept the mezuzahs of the Balatanya. Balatani looks at these mezuzahs, and he says, these are the mezuzahs that are for me. So, when the shliach saw that the Balatani didn't want to accept the mezuzahs, he realized, oh, I messed up. I switched them by accident here. Okay, and the Balatani was like, oh, shkoyach. So the shliach went back to the sefer, and he just wants to know, what's the deal? He says, simply put, it seems that the Balatanya had nicer mezuzahs. So the Shliach just asked, why didn't I have nice mezuzahs? Why couldn't you write me nice mezuzahs? Like, what? I understand I'm not the Balatanya, but like, if you're doing them anyway, just write the same for me. What made the Balatanya's mezuzahs so special? The Heishav Loi, the Sefer said, and they're both written exactly the same. What's the difference? El Sharevi Bikshu, Shamezuzah, Shakai Savur, Yichtim Dafke, Biyom Tesvav. The difference is the Balatanya's mezuzahs are written on the 15th of the month. Because on the 15th is when the Jewish people are the most powerful, and he says, that's why I had to tell you I had to wait. Because I had to wait for the 15th. Kashasir bishlamusa, umehai taima omelisha yamtin kayomim, and he says, that's why you had to wait. Kiloi hoya adain yam tesva b'chodesh, because it wasn't the right time. And the 15th is the day where the light of the Jewish people are the strongest, and therefore it was on that day that Rebbe Danasi is planting those trees, the trees that he was planning on having Mashiach come. Let's finish up. Balderach ze. I'm sorry?
Are the trees going to be revived?
I hope so. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe those trees are going to be the ones like Yaakov Avinu planted the beams for the Beis HaMikdash. Hopefully we'll be able to find those trees again. But he says, Balderach ze. Like if this is a Karbach story, I'd end off and say, and these are the trees. But it doesn't work like that. You know, and then you end off into Eish Eschayel. Balderach ze, not a Rebbe Hanatil Kovin Mashiach Biyam Tezvav L'Chodesh Daika. And now we understand why Rabbi Danasi is spending his day on Purim, because that's what Purim's all about. Purim's a taste of the times of Mashiach, and Rabbi Danasi didn't want a taste, he wanted the whole thing. And therefore, if you're able, that's why the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, that's why you always learn those Gemaras, and the Gemara says that Yerushalayim celebrates on the 15th. But the question always is, Yerushalayim didn't have a wall in the times of Megillah. The answer is, obviously, it's a cover for Yerushalayim. The answer is because the whole Indian of the Tesvav and Purim is Kedusha. There's no greater place than Yerushalayim. And he says, because Rabbi Yonasi, the tzaddik who felt the light of Mashiach greater than any other tzaddik in his time, he was the melech of Malchus based David. He was the melech of the Jewish people from the Shevet of David, from the Shevet of Yehuda. To make it real. So he says, Vihine Mavur. Last question. Rabbi Danasi didn't live in Tveria. So why did he go to Tveria to do this? This is fascinating. He says, look at the Rambam says. Hine Mavur Barambam, the Rambam writes, this whole thing, I read this yesterday when I was going through this piece. This piece from Rav Wolfson has come out like Navu. I would never have been able to put this together in a million years. But look what Rav Wolfson says. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Dalev, Fehilcha Sanhedrin Alocha Yud Beis. Sha Sanhedrin Golu Asar Mekoymes, the Rambam is describing how before the Churban, the Sanhedrin willingly left their place, because we know that when the Sanhedrin is in their spot, they're able to give capital punishment, they're able to kill people. And unfortunately, everyone always asks the same question, which is that if you kill people for breaking Shabbos, unfortunately, there'd be a lot of killing people nowadays. The answer is because we're not as firm as they used to be, but they used to be very, very holy. But before the Churban, already within 80 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin realized it's getting bad, so they optionally left. And the Rambam describes the 10 stops. And what was their last stop, says the Rambam? Hegila Tveria. The last stop was in Tveria. And the Rambam adds this line, which is very rare for the Rambam. The Rambam's halacha sefer. V'kabolahi, and we have a tradition, Shepet Tveria Asidin Lachzer, that the first place that Mashiach will reestablish a Sanhedrin will be in Tveria. U'misham netkin l'midrash, and from Tveria the Sanhedrin will walk with Mashiach to Yerushalayim. As the Medrash says, whatever this means, the Mashiach will reveal himself in that area of the north. And he will make the Sanhedrin, he will anoint the Sanhedrin in Tveria. Go to the back of the page, the last paragraph. Therefore it makes sense, the Mistabr l'Hashas, says Rav Wolfson, it makes sense to Chazal, therefore, though Rav Yudan Asi didn't live in Tveria, he lived in Sipuri, but for this action, he decided to go to Tveria because Tveria is going to be the place where the Sanhedrin will be reestablished. It's the place where Mashiach is felt, where you could feel it in the ground. And therefore, Rav Yudan Asi traveled to Tveria in order to be able to call Mashiach back, Sharbi Tveria hu amokim sha'osid Mashiach l'skalis, because that's where Mashiach will be revealed. Valkarach amokim zeroy l'netiyazu, and therefore it was appropriate. And if you're going to end off any piece from Rav Wolfson, you have to have some gematria that there was no way you'd be able to figure out. And therefore, Rav Wolfson ends off, Rebbe nota netiya bepurim, the words Rebbe nota netiya bepurim, Rebbe planted a tree in Purim, is the same numerical value of Ki hinini mevius avdi tzemach. I am sending my servant to begin to reestablish, which is the light of Mashiach. Mevius avdi tzemach, which is the same gematria. That's the inyan of Purim. And what Rav Yudan Asi, I should have called the shir, the mystery of Rav Yudan Asi's saplings. The truth is, that's what Rav Yudan Asi was trying to do. That Purim is a day where the light of Mashiach is very strong. And it's a day where Hashem is willing. It's hinni kasi mar, that Mashiach is ready. He's mamish has got his coat on and he's ready. And all he's waiting, more than any other day, he's waiting just for us to do it. And we should try to do something. Try to do something real to bring in his arrival, give tzedakah, say tehillim, to make it real, because that's what Purim's all about. Purim is a day where we drink and we're mesameach, we get to taste that simcha of what it will be, and the truth is we shouldn't be tzefridim, we shouldn't be sufficient with that, we should want more. We should want the full experience, not just the taste, and that's what Rav Yudan Asi was doing, he was planting those trees. We should find those trees again. Vez Hashem, Mashiach should come and he should enjoy those trees. And that's what we should do, this Mashiach, this Purim, Mashiach should come, and Rav Yudan Asi will be able to rejoice in Tveria. Amen.